CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
The plane carrying Pope Francis to Canada is en route to Edmonton. The pontiff will kick off a special six-day Canadian visit aimed at reconciliation with Indigenous people for the Catholic Church's role in residential schools. The Pope is scheduled to visit the former Erminiskan Indian Residential School in the community of Maskwacis in Alberta, where it's expected he will make an official apology to Indigenous peoples for the abuse they have suffered. Police are looking for witnesses to a shooting yesterday morning at a nightclub north of Toronto that left two men dead and sent a woman to hospital. York Regional Police say officers arrived at the venue in Vaughan in the early morning to find three people with gunshot wounds. They say a 25-year-old man and a 22-year-old man were pronounced dead at the scene, while a 20-year-old woman is recovering in hospital from a serious gunshot wound. They say at least one suspect fled the scene before police arrived. The federal Conservatives appear to finalize plans to host a third leadership debate. With more, here's Adam Bell.
In an email to members, the party said a third debate will be held on August 3rd, and under party rules, candidates must attend or risk a $50,000 fine. Presumed frontrunner Pierre Poilievre says he plans to skip the third debate. Jean Chalet, Scott Aitchison, and Roman Baber have all expressed support for a third debate. For CKNX News, I'm Adam Bell.
A spokesperson for the party says the format of the debate continues to be discussed, but currently the plan is to host the third debate in Ottawa. Two kinds of That's It brand chocolate truffles are being recalled due to the possibility that they contain milk, which is not declared on the label. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency says the affected products include That's It dark chocolate fig truffles and That's It dark chocolate date truffles. In sports, Toronto All-Star pitcher Alek Manoah struck out seven batters over six innings as the Blue Jays recorded a 4-1 win over the Boston Red Sox. The Blue Jays have won two in a row against the Red Sox following a 28-5 win on Friday. Toronto's win streak is up to five games. Boston, which has lost eight of the past nine, wind up their three-game series with the Blue Jays today at Fenway Park. Justin Verlander became Major League Baseball's first 13-game winner on Saturday, striking out nine and topping 99 miles per hour in his final inning to lead the Houston Astros to a 3-1 win against the Seattle Mariners. Verlander, who has 13 wins and 3 losses this season, allowed 4 hits over 7 innings to win his fifth straight start. She was 2 shots off the 54th hole record, but more importantly, it remains 2 shots in front of the pack after 3 rounds. Canadian Brooke Henderson is 1 round away from winning the Evian Championship in France for her second major title. A special weather statement is in effect for Huron and Perth counties, with heavy downpours possible this morning. Cloudy today with a chance of showers and a risk of thunderstorm, high 27. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers, low 15. Cloudy, we could see some more rain tomorrow, a high of 20, and on Tuesday, sunny skies, a high of 25 degrees.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast, and read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.